Let's prepare our hearts to gather around the table of the Lord, and then the last thing we'll do tonight is pray for our staff. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's turn to number 92 in our hymn book, and let's think about Calvary for a moment, shall we? Praise God. Number 92, lead me to Calvary. Let's stand together. You've been sitting a while, and we want to be alert, ready to receive all that God has for us.
King of my life, I crown thee now, thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy blood down proudly, me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane.
Be seated, and those that will help us serve, will you please come up as we sing that last chorus? Praise God.
May I be willing, Lord, to bear daily my cross for thee, even the cup to share.
In the light of Calvary. Oh, that's where he showed us how much he loves us. No greater love hath a man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, do something for our walk tonight. as we partake of these emblems of your broken body and shed blood. Let the power of Calvary shine into our hearts and lighten our pathway. And, oh God, bring our walk into God more perfectly, we pray. That's why you died, Lord. And Jesus, we pray that you will come and fill us with your grace tonight. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. The Apostle Paul told us that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had break it, he gave thanks. He said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." He said, "Just this do in remembrance of me." Tonight we remember, first of all, we remember Jesus. Oh, loving Jesus, precious Savior. Oh, what love that he was willing to suffer as he did. And he wants us to remember Calvary and everything that he purchased for us, everything that he bore in our behalf. Don't forget, he says, do this often and remember me. Praise God. Will you thank the Lord for his broken body, Brother Stephen?
Lord, we thank you for the price he paid on Calvary. We thank you, Lord, that with the joy set before you, you endured.
Yes.
And so, Lord, we lay hold and we want to again remember and be thankful for all that you did. Lord, I pray that we can perceive afresh all that you've purchased for us on the cross.
Hallelujah, thank
all
you.
All that you bore on your body for us.
Yes, Lord.
In a new way, Lord, in a better way, we can say, to me, he is so wonderful. And I love him because he first loved me. Lord, we thank you for the price he paid. And Lord, I pray that you give us just a new sight, that we can keep better in step.
Yes.
And walk more closely to you.
Yes.
And I pray that we take life. We remember all that you've done for us. In your name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Stephen, God bless you as you serve God's people. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Father, thank you, Lord. Bread of heaven.
It was there by faith. I
God. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread and broke it and said, "This is my body broken for you. Eat ye all of it in Jesus' name." For you, for me. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. In the same way, he took the cup when he had given thanks. He said, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood for the remission of sins. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth my death until I come." Brother George, please thank the Lord for his precious blood.
Hallelujah. God, we do thank you for the gift of your Son, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. We thank you for that blood that was shed for our sin. Thank you, Lord, for the penalty was paid, the price was paid, the blood was shed.
The way was opened,
and
yes, Lord.
Pray that you would cover
Jesus,
us fresh, that you would strengthen us, Lord. Give us new life, Lord, because of your presence, because of your nearness, your fellowship, Lord. We take your help tonight, Lord. We take strength for the journey, O Lord. For these next weeks, O Lord, give us the help that we need. We take it from you, Lord. We thank you that you have an abundant supply. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Precious Jesus, how we love you, Lord. We thank you, Savior. Thank you, Savior. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Covenant. It's a new arrangement, a new agreement. Oh, hallelujah. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Hallelujah. Red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Oh, thank Jesus. Let's partake together in his name. Oh, we thank you, Lord.
Holy God. Holy God.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You may go, brethren. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Let's sing together, and somewhere in the song we'll stop and pray for our staff and commit them to the Lord for this new period that is before us. But let's sing, My Hope is in the Lord. That's number, it's in the white book. Let's see what number it is. Hallelujah. 63, thank you. 63 in the white book. Yes, yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's... Before we sing the last verse, let's pray for our head counselors and those that are working with them. Let's start with the cottage. Our birthday child gets prayed for again. Praise God. That's a double portion. Come along. Why don't you come up, friend, if you don't mind? I want to pray with you. Aloma? Yes. And all those that are working in the cottage, will you please stand as well? Hallelujah. Let's all join in together and surround these with our love and faith and believe that God will lay his precious hand upon them and let an anointing come upon them such as they need. Hallelujah. To be what God has called them to be to these children. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless our sister. Bless all those that minister with her at this time, Lord. Jesus, oh God, we pray that you will enlarge their hearts and enable them to receive every child in the love of Christ. We pray that you'll give them faith over every need that is presented to them, Lord.
And we pray, Lord, that you will cause your anointing to rest upon each and every one of them, Lord. Oh God, that it will be beyond their working, but it will be the Holy Ghost moving in the lives of these boys and girls, ministering to them, opening their hearts to salvation, revealing Jesus and his love to them. Lord, we pray that you will just fill them with faith and fill them with love, Lord. And we pray that you'll give them strength such as they need to meet every challenge and to take care of every responsibility day by day. Oh God, we pray that you will keep your hand over the cottage. Let your hand of protection be there. And let, Lord, your loving care be manifest among these children, Lord. Oh, let them sleep at night. And Jesus, keep them well in their bodies. And Lord, with their homesickness, we pray that you will comfort them, Lord, and you'll cause them to have a happy time at camp in every way. Yes, and now, Lord, we pray you'll just encourage our cottage counselors under the leadership of our sister. We pray that you will cause there to be unity and love and a wonderful working together to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them make a difference. Let Christ make a difference in these lives through them. And with our prayers, we ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. Sister Janet, will you come?
We want to pray for you as well. And all those that will be counseling or helping in the village, will you please stand also? We want to include you in our prayers and trust that God will meet you. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, you're so present. Lord, we believe that you are imparting gifts and grace such as is needed to be all for you during this period. Lord, we pray for our sisters in Jesus' name. We lay hands on them and we believe that you place your own hand upon each of their heads. And we pray that you'll pour into them, Lord, all the grace, all the love, all the power that they need to minister effectively in Jesus' name. We pray for all the counselors, Lord, that are standing with them. Lord, equip everyone. Lord, you be their equipment, Jesus. Lord, we pray that you'll help them to walk before you, Lord, every moment of the day, to walk in God, to walk with God, to walk after you. Jesus, we pray that, oh God, you will bring their lives into Christ more perfectly and let streams of living water flow from their innermost being. Lord, let there be a constant flow of your Spirit down to the village, through the counselors and among the campers. Lord, in every way we pray that you will show forth your glory at this time. Oh, Jesus, Lord, let your touch abide on each and every one. Keep them, keep your hand on them and keep them under your care. We pray in Jesus' precious name and for your glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, oh yes, fall fresh on me. Brother John Munsinger, he expressed his appreciation to all the other departments at camp this morning. And when I was here living at Pilgrim Camp, the gardeners were directors of the camp. And they always made us feel like whatever job we did at camp was a real ministry. I was so impressed with that. They made you feel like you were doing a great work. And an important work. We heard about that this morning. Oh, everyone has a place to fill. For camp to run the way it does, and for people to be able to come here and enjoy the presence of Jesus and be in these meetings. And so we want to pray for every department. We just want to include everybody. I want every other staff member to please stand, whether you're working in the office or housekeeping or on the grounds or in the kitchen, waitresses. Oh, let's just present ourselves to the Lord. Living sacrifices. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm yours. Lord, you see these that have responded to your call to come and serve you at camp and to serve your people. And Lord, we know there are other things that they could have been doing, and that some have made real sacrifice to be here. And Lord, we know you're mindful of that. And Jesus, you're going to more than make it up to them, Lord, as they give themselves to do their best for the Master. Lord, we pray that you'll bless everyone in the office and on the grounds and in the kitchen and as they clean the rooms, Lord, and as they just have contact down in the store. We pray, Lord, that you will cause your anointing to rest upon each one. We pray that you will enable them to do everything they do to the glory of God. Oh, Jesus, we pray that every contact they have with one another, with guests, with campers, that the sweet touch of Jesus will be upon it, that lives will be enriched through these workers as they serve you with all their hearts and all their strength. And Lord, we pray tonight that you will pour new strength into them, Lord, and new faith, Lord, and help them, Jesus, to just give themselves to you and expect to see you work in their lives and in the lives of all those that they serve here. Let them experience the joy that comes in serving, Lord, far beyond that which they expected. And Lord, we pray, bless them and make them a blessing. We ask this in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. But let's sing that last verse of My Hope is in the Lord. Let me just mention this. I'm sorry. Announcements. Can't forget them. I can forget them, but I shouldn't. Okay. Tomorrow morning, we're having worship at the table at breakfast. So bring your Bibles. And we'll be there and have a little worship around the table. And the bus arrives about 2 o'clock. And they need to prepare for that, so we want to give them time to do so. All vehicles should be in the parking lot tonight, else the bus will push them off into the lake. So we don't want that to happen. So please cooperate with that. Especially tonight, it's important that your vehicles get into the parking lot. There'll be deliveries in the morning, no doubt, and so we need to keep the roads clear. Okay, now let's sing verse 4 of number 63.
His grace has planned it all. It's mine but to believe and recognize his work of love and Christ received for me. He died.
By the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God our Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one. Amen. God bless you all. For those who would like to wait on God, you're always welcome to do so. Others need to get to bed. Busy days ahead. Amen.